You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fan voting for the 2014 Pro Bowl is underway. Vote for your favorite Browns players to represent Cleveland in Hawaii during the 2014 Pro Bowl. Visit clevelandbrowns.com to cast your votes today and send some Browns players to Hawaii. Aloha, as it were. It's time for the game, sweeping the nation. Nathan Zagura, the notorious VIC, Vic Carucci here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. And it's time to bring in our great producer, Dave Dean Natale, for After Further Review.
After Further Review.
All right, gentlemen. This is actually an anti-After Further Review. This is more of a forecast question, but I'm not going to be in on Friday, so I'm asking you this. At this point in the year 2014, the Browns will have 8 victories at this point and heading to week 17. Is that
fact or fiction?
Better be a fact. God, I hope it's a fact. I don't know. I got to see what they do. I got to see what the moves are before I can feel. There's nothing about what I'm seeing now, and my head is very much into the here and now, that's encouraging me to believe that that will be the case. That's just basic cockeyed optimism to say, oh, yeah, for sure, they'll be at 8 wins this time next year. That's what the plan's supposed to be, but I think I'd be an idiot if I said, yeah, based on this foundation of building, of course they'll double their wins.
Then call me an idiot. I say fact. I think it'll be 8 or better. Let's go.
I'm not calling you names. I'm already in trouble.
This is a big offseason. I think they are going to get the talent together that they need to. I'm going to say fact.
I needed to get some faith here.
Nathan's
got it. He's going to have to work on me through the remaining weeks for me to get up. Maybe it'll happen, but it hasn't rubbed off on me yet. All right, go ahead.
After further review,
your confidence in Derek Carr as a potential starting quarterback is not shaken, despite really kind of a subpar performance over the weekend against USC. Is that
fact or fiction?
So I went to dinner after watching that game when we were in New Jersey for the Browns game, and I thought I was going to feel encouraged. Nathan and I had talked that game up. We said, hey, we're going to watch Derek Carr in action. We reminded, check him out. It was a good opportunity to put on your scouting hat and watch a potential future starting quarterback for the Browns. You know, I think this team still likes the guy. I don't know that singular game is going to knock him out of anything. But is it shaking my confidence that he will be their starter? Yes, that's the fact. It has shaken my confidence. It hasn't destroyed it, though.
It definitely shaken my confidence in him. You know, the big question was, what would he do in the face of pressure? Because kind of his
good
pocket
defense,
presence,
too.
His footwork in the pocket, in pressure situations, that was kind of the question mark. He can throw the ball very effectively. I saw happy feet, a lot of shuffling of his feet, a lot of off-balance throws where he sailed the football, didn't look comfortable, and I think to play in the AFC North, you need to be able to handle all of those things, and I don't think that he looked like that guy, so I would be very nervous about taking him at the top of round number one after that. So I'll say fact, that definitely shook my confidence in him. And really, it's becoming apparent to me that these quarterbacks, Bridgewater, I think, is the most ready to step in. Bortles, I find intriguing because of his size and his leadership abilities. Manziel is a wild card, but Manziel and Carr, to me, both would make me nervous at the top of the draft.
And I think the thing that's even more discomforting, Nathan, on what you just said, is to get a shot at Bridgewater is going to be extremely difficult. I mean, that's maneuvering. That's a lot of trade assets to pour into one guy. You're basically back to the mode that this team was in the pursuit of Robert Griffin III.
I don't think it'll be that big because I don't think he's acclaimed that well. And I think especially if Lovie Smith is the one who ends up going down there into Houston, he'd be more than happy to get a pick to get, you know, take a defensive player, which I think he would rather do anyway. Put Clowney with Watt down in Houston. That's what you need to happen. You need the top two picks to go Clowney and then Matthews, the tackle, to St. Louis, and then really maybe only need to get to number 3. Or if you're happy with 2 of them, you know you're in a good spot then.
And I think the off season though of their work, what they do at the bowl, Senior Bowl, what they do at the All-Star games, what they do at the combine,
a
lot to be decided. I think the stock of this year's quarterbacks, good or bad, the stock will take radical changes in the coming months.
Yep.
After further review,
you two were shocked that the Dallas Cowboys and Tony Romo were actually able to drive down the field, get through penalties, and beat the Redskins on that last drive to give themselves an opportunity to go to the NFC, win the NFC East title. Is that
fact or fiction?
Fiction. That was the Washington frickin' Redskins. You better be able to do that or get out of the league.
First of all,
secede from the NFL.
Fiction, because I'm a big Tony Romo fan. I think he's a good quarterback. I think he has proven that. One of the best fourth quarter quarterbacks. I know he's had a lot of singular moments that stand out to people, but that was fourth and goal for the season from the 10-yard line. He came through.
It was the Redskins!
And it was the Redskins, but no, I was not surprised whatsoever.
Does seeing it that way make it more of a...
Yes.
The Redskins!
It does!
Yes.
It
Megan,
does.
Am I okay with that?
Okay.
Megan Rock, tough crowd.
She is tough.
She is. I know.
That was the freaking Redskins.
Don't let's call you Ebenezer Rock over there. I mean, come on, Megan.
After further review,
the Browns should have Alex Tanny active and give him a start Sunday. A little bit of both there. Is that
fact or fiction?
This is a tough one. I'm going to say. I will say fiction, even though it could prove to be fact, but I'll tell you why it's fiction in my mind right now. I think there's something to be said for you brought Jason Campbell in. He at various points was bailing you out in the most horrendous of quarterback situations you could possibly have. And I think if you're going to give this guy, quote, a send-off, sending him off as the guy that you benched in the last game, I know you say, well, there's emotion and heart come into any of this, but I think there might be a little sentiment that says, you know, we owe him a better out of Cleveland than that. I don't know.
I don't know.
That's the best. I'm reaching. I know I'm reaching.
If they have made up their minds on what they want to do with Jason Campbell for next year as it relates to then I think Alex Tanny, why not? Give him a shot. See what you have with him. See if he's somebody you want to keep in the organization for next year. So I say, why not? Let's take a shot. Listen, it's not like they're on a big winning streak. Not like it is definitely going to change the outcome one way or the other or hinder their ability to win because they haven't been winning. I'd like to see Tanny. Yeah, I say why not?
Mine is purely a sentimental.
By the way, I also want to make sure the draft, draft dog.
That's your real reason.
I knew that was going to come.
That's
into
the
play
ulterior
at some
motive.
Point.
But a lot of people are saying you go with Nathan with that.
After further review.
Coming off of a terrific come-from-behind win against the Saints, Ron Rivera, give him Coach of the Year. Is that
fact or fiction?
I love what Riverboat Ron's done in Carolina. I think he's done a very good job. Let's remember, they were 1-3 to start the season, won 8 in a row, lost again, and then won another one now. So this is a team that I think has done a phenomenal job. Riverboat Ron, I think, deserves a lot of credit for what's gone on there. He's become more of a gambler. He's going for it on fourth down, and it's worked out, and the team has rewarded him. So I'm going to say that he is certainly on the short list. I think Bill Belichick, the job he's done given the injuries they've had in New England, has been absolutely fantastic. I think you could – Andy Reid, had they not kind of had – they're 2-4 over the last six. I think that hurts his candidacy a little bit. But, yeah, I'll go Riverboat Ron. I'll give it to him. I think you got to give Chip Kelly at some point. Chip Kelly needs a little bit of love.
He gets a tip of your toque,
and so does Bruce Arians. I think the Arizona Cardinals are 10-5. The Arizona Cardinals are 10-5.
The ballots will show some names that maybe weren't prominent earlier when this midseason discussion was basically give it to Andy Reid right now. I don't give it to Andy Reid right now, and Andy Reid's one of my favorite people and a great friend, and I know Ron too, but putting this just totally objectively, I think it's Ron Rivera's to win or lose. I think he's the guy that deserves it the most. There's the strongest case to be made for what he battled back from, what his team did, and what they're showing, and they're peaking now. They're playing, they're coming at it at the right time. And by the way, the Chiefs, it's been a negative, it's been a downslide for them lately, and I can't reward the head coach for that.
How about the fact that if the 49ers win tonight, which I think we can assume they will win tonight, the NFC West is going to be a combined 40 – is that 22, 32. They will be 40 and 20.
That's analytics for you, folks.
Wow.
The NFC West as a division will be three. There are, this year in the National Football League, there are four. There are five 10-win teams in the AFC. There are five 10-win teams in the NFC. Three of them are in the NFC West.
Yeah, I mean, it's been the best division. When San Francisco rebounded from a slow start and got their act back together, Colin Kaepernick playing better, their defense playing better, they're running the ball. That's the division. And think about this, too, is where you see other divisions like the AFC South and ones that just, you know, speak to non-competitiveness, and to see a division like that, wow. And they're right in there. And by the way, Seattle starting to get some concern over them.
Oh, yeah, Russell Wilson didn't look very good.
They're fading a little bit now.
No, they're fading a little bit. The thing that's amazing to me about the NFC West as well is that the plus-minus differential for every team in the division is positive. Even the fourth-place team in that division, the Rams, have a +2 in the plus-minus differential. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
After further review.
Our next to last one. Talking about the Arizona Cardinals, specifically here, Bruce Arians. This came up this morning on the Really Big Show. The Browns should have interviewed Bruce Arians for their head coaching vacancy last year, in addition to Chip Kelly, Doug Marrone, and company. Is that
fact or fiction?
I would have put him on the interview list, especially with the possibility, because we were initially thinking about this pursuit of a new head coach as being going for that superstar name, right?
Yes.
That guy who was going to be the special guy. And, of course, that guy was Chip Kelly regarding his collegiate success. And we know all the drama that went on in the pursuit of that. So if you were going to have your plan B be that guy like Rob Chudzinski, be that guy who was not at anywhere near the prominent level, and we had heard Nick Saban's name come up, etc., in that superstar category. If you were going to go there, Bruce Arians certainly fell into there and probably even a notch above because of what he had done remarkably as an interim coach in Indianapolis. He's got history here. Like Rob Chudzinski, though, I think you were sort of cancel out the idea that they both are good with quarterbacks. What he's done with Carson Palmer and with that team after what he did with Andrew Luck, and I think Andrew Luck was a better quarterback with him overall than he is now.
The offense,
right?
Yes.
Everything was better. And Bruce Arians touches that, and give him credit and props for that. So it's a fact to me that I wish they at least interviewed him. I'm not going to sit here and say he was the better choice based on what we know now.
He should have gotten an interview.
Just
That's
an interview because I would put him as a somewhat comparable candidate to Chud.
Yeah, I think he should have gotten an interview as well, and I think he's proven to be doing a good job down in Arizona.
All right, guys, and in honor of the fact that we are coming up on Christmas.
A bonus.
Yes. You get
Megan's
a bonus.
Dancing to this.
You get a bonus.
After further review,
it's better to open up your presents on Christmas Eve instead of Christmas Day. Is that?
Oh, I got an issue on this.
Fact or fiction?
All right.
Do you want me to go first since you seem
you
like you have a lot to say?
You go first because I'm going to get in trouble. But okay. Go ahead. I'm going to get in trouble with my... Well, go ahead. You go.
I think this is the question, what was the phrase? If I said fact, I'm saying it's better to open on Christmas Eve than Christmas?
Correct.
Then I say fiction. You can open one on Christmas Eve, I think, as a little appetizer, and then you open your gifts on Christmas morning. That, to me, that's when it all happens. That's when it goes down.
This is why I love my partner here. This is why Nathan Segura is one of the favorite people in my life because he sees things. We've never discussed this before.
I could tell you're passionate. I wanted to get my answer out there and just have it be out there one way or the other.
I agree wholeheartedly about this, but this for years, and again, this is part of what you do in families. You sacrifice certain things. For years, we did this big Christmas Eve thing because that's how my wife's family approached it. And it was a new novelty to me. We had always, always been a Christmas Day family. It was always about the morning of, and you know,
Santa doesn't come down the chimney till
exactly
in between Christmas Eve and Christmas morning.
And I couldn't wrap my head around the big event that opening gifts on Christmas Eve was until I went there. Now you go through it because again, I'm that kind of a guy. I'm a good
sport.
I'm an agreeable guy, as Nathan will tell you.
There.
Nathan knows. I just go with the flow, as my wife knows. Yeah, Vic just goes with the flow. That flow was a tough flow to go through. Now, as time has gone on, we're back to the day of thing, which I believe is the only way to do it, and I'm happy to do it. And so that's how I feel about that. But, man, that was an interesting question, and you and I have never discussed that, so it's amazing that you brought that up.
To me, well, when I was younger, you know, it would be a big dinner on Christmas Eve. You'd open one, and then Christmas morning you would open your gifts.
Yeah, Christmas Eve was exactly, if you went to a friend's house or something, which we usually did, a friend or that relative that you might not see, yes, there would be an exchange of something there just because you were in the spirit, but you knew the big day was the next day. And stay, Megan, grab a microphone, because we need to let Megan Rock, who's helping us up here, weigh in on this. She's got a big family, and she's got all kinds of traditions to talk about. So where do you come in on this?
So we meet with like my dad's side of the family and like my cousins and everybody on my dad's side Christmas Eve.
Okay.
We go to my grandparents' house.
Gotcha.
So that's, I mean, we can open presents then with that side of the family.
And you know these are coming from them.
Right. But you don't touch those presents under the tree until Christmas morning.
Yeah. Okay.
Santa doesn't come until Christmas.
Okay. Yeah. So you're aboard with that wholeheartedly.
Oh, 100%.
With those special exceptions. Okay.
Exactly.
Just making sure. You're consistent.
You don't touch those presents.
Don't touch them.
Do not touch them.
And the stockings, don't even think about it. That's all Christmas morning.
You can see the look in Megan's eye when she's saying that. You're not going near the stockings.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Yes.
All right, good stuff for after further review. We're going to have Gerard Cherry join us in a little bit. That was one of your best after further reviews, Dave.
Thank you.
Well done. Our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. On this... Eve of Christmas Eve edition of Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Vic Carucci, Nate Dogg Zagura. We got Megan Rock here. We're rolling along on ESPN 850 WKNR.